Came last fall, I had a moment of, I went all out, did great, and I looked around and I'm like, I didn't cheer a single person on during that workout. Like, and I looked at the wall and saw that, I'm like, am I really like, I'm making myself better, yes. But just by making myself better, am I really helping other people become better versions of themselves? I would eat a whole box of mac and cheese and a whole frozen pizza for one meal when I was unhealthy. That would just be one, and I'd do that two or three times a day, just that much surplus calories.
Welcome back to the Building Better People podcast. This is your host, Charlie Lima. I have a special guest today. Thomas Middleton joins me on the podcast. Thomas is 22 years old. He actually moved back to College Station just this past year, played college baseball. You're going to love hearing his story. Just have so much respect for Thomas. He moved back to help his parents. You're going to love hearing his story, but more importantly, this is a stud right here. He's just got a great heart. Love having him at the gym.
Hello, my name is Thomas Middleton. I'm a 22-year-old born here in College Station, Texas. I'm a recent graduate from the University of Mary Hardin Baylor of 2017. Currently work here in town just at a local restaurant, Fish Daddy's, if you ever want to come see me. And I've been doing CrossFit here, actually started here in June of 2017.
What brought you to College Station?
So this is where I was born and raised.
So you came back home?
So I came back home.
And what made you want to go to Mary Hardin Baylor?
So I originally went there to play baseball, which I did for about 5 or 6 months, and just due to injuries, had to take a different path. And then also started nursing school there.
What position were you a baseball player?
I was an outfielding pitcher.
Man, you miss it?
I do a lot. Miss it a lot.
So where you grew up here in College Station? What high school?
I went to Consol.
And then scholarship to Mary Hardin Baylor?
Yeah, just academic, but it was good enough to get me to go.
And then after you stopped playing, you just said, you know what, I'll just hang out and go to school. Absolutely.
Yeah, I fell in love with the school and the people and the community there, so I just decided to stay.
Where is that exactly?
So it's in Belton, so it's just on I-35 right between Austin and Waco.
Not too far.
Not at all. It's about an hour and a half away.
Okay, so you haven't been doing CrossFit very long. But you've kind of totally drank the Kool-Aid. In fact, you're like drowning in the Kool-Aid. I mean, you probably spend 3 to 4 hours here a day.
Yeah, absolutely.
So where, I mean, like, when did you realize here at the gym that this is something you really loved?
It was probably in the first 2 months. It was something new. Didn't really know what was going on. I've heard all the rumors about crazy CrossFitters and what really happens in. Just to stay in good shape, I would go just to a regular gym, and I just got burned out. Nobody would ever talk, just all you, and it's like, I'm just going to try it out. And immediately fell in love with it. Literally the first day I came here, a girl was leaving to go up to SMU, and I remember you pulling everybody together in a circle and praying, and at that moment I was like, all right, this is actually something like I could get a hold of. And then it really just kind of started taking off there once I figured out, this is something, yes, it pushes me physically, but also mentally, it sharpens me. It's something every day where I don't know what's going to come at me, and half the stuff I cannot do. And so it's really just pushed me to keep getting better and better, mentally and physically, and that's what just drew me in so hard.
You know, that girl is Tilly.
Tilly, yes.
She was going to law school. Yeah, no, that's awesome. I didn't realize that until just you said that, but that's really neat. So you say it pushes you mentally. Physically, of course, but tell me a little bit more about that, because there's a mental side of CrossFit that, unless you probably really do CrossFit, you don't understand, but expand on that.
I mean, with the normal kind of just Gold's Gym, it's like you can take 10, 15 minutes in between each rep and really regain focus, where here it's, I mean, I just finished doing 18.1 again, and I have 20 minutes to go as fast as much as possible, and just really staying focused in who you are and really discovering your boundaries and your limits of what can I really do? What can I push my body really to do?
Do you enjoy that suffering, that pain, or what? Because, I mean, there's sometimes that I see your workout time and I'm like, oh my goodness. Like, we did one, it was when it was super cold. And it was those burpees and double unders, I think, wall ball. I don't know, but you flew through that thing. I'm like, man, you had to go to a dark place to get that kind of time.
Absolutely. I just kind of, there's moments where I just zone out and I just get going. I just stare at something and I just don't lose focus in those moments. Really just not thinking about what's the next movement? What am I doing next? How do I hold the next form?
Do you have any pacing in your mind, or is it just 3-2-1 go all the time?
So whenever I first started in June, it was just 3-2-1 go, and I would get 5 minutes into a workout and I'd just be burned out. And it was probably about 3 or 4 months in, I kind of just started to learn to be more disciplined of, okay, how am I going to pace myself? How am I going to take an approach to this workout? How am I going to really just stretch myself so I can hold a good pace the whole time? And just 18.1, for example, on Friday, I burned myself out really quickly. I mean, I was 8 minutes in and I was breathing hard and didn't know what to do next and just lost and walking around versus redoing it. And I just felt more confident. I really had a game plan going in. And that was just from talking to other people, asking Quinn, asking Mac and Chris and Ken, what did y'all do? How were y'all successful in this?
That's awesome. So at what point, because I can't remember when exactly it was, but I just started seeing your scores and your times on Wattify consistently up at the top. So it almost felt like it was like out of like, man, Thomas is crushing it. Like, was there a moment for you that you felt like it all started clicking, like your time started getting better, your numbers started improving, or has it been gradual? Like, what? How would you define that from your angle?
No, I think it was kind of a week span of just, it just started improving. And I think that's a whole lot to do with just the mental side of kind of just figuring things out. Things started to click a little bit more. Obviously, there was days where it did not click. And those days were frustrating, but obviously I had to turn those into just a lesson and a learning point.
Do you have like anything that you absolutely hate seeing on workouts, like weakness, would you call it?
Oh, definitely ring muscle ups right now. Just don't have any confidence in those. Really just holding the upper spot with the injuries on the arm and really just and my shoulder really strong enough to hold that spot.
What injury do you have?
So when I was 17, I had Tommy John. So it's kind of similar to tearing your ACL in your elbow. And then 6 months later, I had a torn labrum.
From baseball?
From baseball.
Wow. So you said even in the outfield, I guess you just...
Yeah, so I basically...
Overuse?
Yeah, it was just overuse. I played baseball since the day I was born. Pretty much I had a baseball in my hand. I was at the park the day I was born.
Wow.
And so just... playing every single weekend all year long really did some damage to my arm.
And then did you have any surgery or?
Yeah, so I had two surgeries back to back. So I was in a sling for almost a year and a half.
Your senior year?
Yeah, going into senior year, I went into it with the sling on and a brace and then got out of the sling, played one game and then hurt myself in that one game and went right back into a sling.
Oh, man. How was that?
It was just very humbling. Lost all bit of confidence knowing, okay, I got to play college ball this fall. Because I already gotten accepted and had that scholarship there. I was like, I'm going to try, but I really don't know how I'm going to do this. So it was definitely, as a young 17, 18-year-old, and everything I've been doing for the past 18 years has just kind of been taken away. What am I supposed to do next? I can't play baseball really. I couldn't perform to the level I used to do. So,
were you able to come back 100% from that injury?
Not even close. I'm still not. I still can't throw like I used to. Haven't really tried either.
Is that some of the reason you ended up quitting after the first few months?
Yeah,
because it wasn't the same.
Yeah, it just wasn't the same. And honestly, coach didn't want to keep a guy around that couldn't throw.
So, what was the transition like from being a baseball player for 18 years of your life to now I don't play baseball, I just go to school?
It was rough. I didn't know how to rebound. Exactly. I usually use baseball as all my physical activity, which is not really a workout at all. But after that, I did not know how to work out. What was I supposed to do physically? And so on that time, that's whenever I started putting on a lot of weight, started being a lot really unhealthy for the next probably for the freshman through junior year of college. I definitely got the freshman through junior 60.
What? I can't even picture you 60 pounds heavier. How much do you weigh today?
Today I'm about 170 pounds.
How heavy were you in your junior year?
Junior year I was pushing about 210, 215.
Whoa. I didn't even know that. So yeah. What were you going in your freshman year?
Freshman year was about 160, 165.
Oh, man.
And Yeah, I got really unhealthy really quick.
Okay, tell me kind of like was that gradual and was it just not working out, eating unhealthy? I mean.
Oh, yeah, it was just all of the above. Just stress of school, not having an avenue of, okay, coach is going to make me run. I'm going to have to work out and do weights for 3 hours and then go practice and stay on a diet to, I have free reign over whatever I want to eat and there's a buffet. And then there's obviously the party scene in college. And so I just kind of got lost in it all. And then one day I woke up and said, I am very unhealthy. I couldn't run a mile to save my life. And I was like, I got to change something.
So that, you know, that moment is, I had that moment at 18, you know, and I vividly remember I was 18 years old. It was February actually of 2000. So 18 years ago. And I looked in the mirror and I remember thinking to myself like, man, I don't like where I'm at, you know, and that led me to going out and kind of starting my first attempt at what would be a 2 mile run that would change my life. So like for you, was it like as quick as just saying that day you changed or how did that go?
So one of my roommates at the time, he was portraying Jesus in the Easter pageant and he was also overweight. We were both 220 plus guys that was in our frame. And so we kind of went in it together of, hey, we need to start dropping some weight. One, because he was going to be hanging on a cross, portraying Jesus and did not want to look unhealthy. And then I was just there to support him. And so we both just decided in that moment where we need to change our lifestyle around. So that's when we started going to the weight room, started running a lot more. We would just meal prep together. And if we ate unhealthy, it was not pretty. It'd be a lot of wrestling and fighting. If somebody cheated on one another.
So this was like a year and a half ago.
Yeah. So it started December of 2016 is when I kind of just started to turn things around a little bit.
Wow. So you came here in what month?
June of 2017.
Yeah. So 6 months prior, you were 215 pounds.
Yeah, and so I came here and I was probably about 185. Yeah, I was probably about 185.
So you lost about 35 pounds.
Yeah.
Just working out or any changes in your diet?
Oh, big changes in diet. I would eat a whole box of mac and cheese and a whole frozen pizza for one meal when I was unhealthy. That would just be one, and I'd do that two or three times a day. Just that much surplus calories and fat, just... Because I could eat that much, and I still can now. It's just introducing discipline of, do I really need this much?
So what else did you just cut? You cut out some of the bad food and
yeah. So just cut out bad food, and then we would go to the gym at 5 o'clock in the morning and go work out for 2 hours, and then we'd go run, and just do that 5 or 6 times a week, and then just eat healthy constantly. And
what workout plan did you follow?
He came up with something, but it's just gym heavy weights and
like chest and back,
chest and back, and then all of that stuff, and then go play basketball
and just go run some weight training, some cardio,
just every day, just not
clean eating.
Yeah.
What would you say? I mean, what did this kind of like gaining health do for you at this time of your life?
It really gave me some confidence, graduating in May and not knowing what the next step was. Definitely unsure of, okay, am I going to go back to school or when am I going to go back to school? Where am I going to work? And this kind of gave me confidence of, okay, this is what I'm going to do. I have a little bit healthier lifestyle. My brain is a little bit sharper. I'm doing better on my grades now. Of, okay, I have some confidence in my life. I'm confident with my body. My mind's getting a little bit more confident. I can take this next step. I can graduate and go do something. Something I want to do, something I enjoy doing.
So when you started it here, you were already pretty much like lean and, you know, would you say like 185 fairly lean or?
I was fairly lean, still definitely had some fat on me. Mm-hmm. Definitely not strong cardio or muscular wise in that time. Yeah.
And has your diet changed a lot since? Because I've seen you at a few of the seminars that we've done, the nutrition seminars. So you've gone from 185 to 170. So what have you done how has your diet changed from since whenever you lost all that weight?
Definitely eating a lot more vegetables. just constantly eating vegetables throughout the day. And then just when I do have kind of a cheat day where I go out and have a good meal, I'm just understanding what I'm eating and how much of I'm eating. Like whenever I get something to eat, I already ask for a to-go box. Because the portion size that I'm getting is, I don't need to eat all this. I can easily split this into two meals instead of eating, you know, a 12-ounce steak with two sides and a salad and rolls. I don't need to eat all that in one meal. That's easily two meals right there. So just being disciplined, already asking for a to-go box.
Do you eat at Fish Daddy's a lot?
Yeah, I do. I eat there a lot.
You can make good choices there.
Yeah. Some days it's a little hard after, you know, a long shift, but...
What do you do at Fish Daddy's?
So I kind of do it all. Work in the kitchen or behind the bar sometimes and also serve.
Yeah.
So I do all three right now.
So are you eating there every day?
I try not to. I probably eat there maybe two or three times a week.
Because, you know, a lot of people that are really busy, they kind of, you know, say, well, it's so hard, right? I mean, I've seen you bring meals up to the gym and eat after workouts, in between workouts. So do you spend a lot of time meal prepping?
I do. So yeah, I'll meal prep probably on Sunday nights and then on Wednesday nights. Just meal prepping, just a lot of eggs, bacon, a lot of spinach and veggies. I can't remember her name, but she brought the microgreens. They're starting to grow. And so I had those last week. And I really, really enjoyed having those in my meal prep.
And then, I mean, is it for you, do you do that because you want to lose body fat? Do you do that for performance? Do you do that because it feels better? What is your driving force behind meal prepping and being so particular about what you eat?
Definitely with performance. Definitely helps a lot. But also it just makes me feel better. If I would go work out and then I go outside and go eat a bunch of kolaches and a big omelet and all this, and it just would make me just feel terrible going into the day. Especially working out at 8 a.m. specifically. Eating all that, then having to go work 12 hours, standing on my feet, I would not feel good. I'd be very sluggish if I would eat like that after just a hard workout. Versus where if I do eat healthy, I feel a little bit lighter on my feet. I can move around a little bit sharper mentally.
So what is it kind of currently that you, what is your fitness goal, or would you call it your CrossFit goal?
I've been debating that a lot lately. Like, what is this really? It's kind of an outreach for me. Eventually, I have plans of being a doctor one day. That's what I want to be. And I want to have a body where my patients look at me and go, okay, my doctor has it right. Like, my doctor is clearly doing something that he is fit, healthy, and his mind is sharp. And I say, what is he doing? And then whenever I tell them, say, this is what I do. I work out. I eat healthy. All these X, Y, and Z. And they go, okay, how do I start that? How do I do that?
That's cool.
And so just kind of looking to the future of 10 years of how am I going to affect my patients then and how am I doing that today?
What makes you want to be a doctor?
I want to be a family doctor, and I love kids. I absolutely just love kids. And I mean, they're the future. Every single kid is the future. I mean, in 20 years, what would they be doing in my feet step? And the opportunity to impact parents in the health field, because I mean, I'm not the one around them every single day. I'm not the one feeding them, but the parents are. So being a doctor and getting to impact those parents and show them this is how to be healthy. This is how to have your kids have a successful, healthy lifestyle that will impact their school performance or athletic performance or whatever they want to do so I can be more successful in that.
That's awesome, man. What what was your childhood like in terms of growing up? Were you active? Were you overweight?
I was fit, so to say. I definitely could have been a lot more active and a lot more fit. Definitely, I mean, Travis Inslee said, did a lot of the bro workouts, the baseball workouts. You did a lot of forearms, you did the shoulders, and maybe you touched legs. But that was about it. So I just did a lot of running and would just stand outside for 10 hours a day in the sun and would just sweat everything out. So that's honestly probably how I stayed so light for 3 or 4 day weekend tournaments and just standing outside all day long. I would just sweat constantly. And so it's probably, I still ate unhealthy. I ate Whataburger a lot. It was to the point where I didn't even have to order. Like, I'd walk in and they knew what I wanted in high school. Mm-hmm. And so it was probably just the fact that I stood outside. So I definitely didn't say I was fit, so to say, in high school.
How would you say, even though they were bro workouts, were you working out pretty much three times a week at least.
Yeah, it was three times a week, but it was all coach planned of, all right, here's what you're going to do. You do this, and then you get to leave. So it was honestly, how fast can I do this? Because some nights it was at 8 o'clock when we get back from a game. It'd be like, hey, go work out.
So how have your friends responded that are close to you since, I mean, you're like Mr. Fitness now?
So they were actually a whole lot more fit than I was in high school. High school guys were a whole lot. They played football, so they obviously trained a lot harder than I did. And so they were the guys with the six pack and all ripped in high school. And in college, I'd say we were the same. That they obviously they went here to A&M, and so they're also healthy. And then coming out of college, they've kind of continued that same lifestyle where I've changed, I'd probably say significantly in my health style. And now I'm the more fit guy. And they're like, Thomas, what are you doing? Like, you were never like this. I said, I know, I'm just changing lifestyle. And one of them has actually started working out a lot more. He lives in Arizona, so I don't get to see him that often. But he's changed a lot more, where the other ones are just still unhealthy. And so, yeah, it's kind of, they laugh like, we never really expected that from you to change.
You know, do you feel like being in the serving industry and the restaurant business, like, is it rare for somebody to be kind of as health-minded as you?
People are really not health-conscious at all. I'd see a lot of unhealthy people, especially people I work with. They'll just eat unhealthy, especially people coming in. I put down four or five sweet teas, and I can't tell you how much sugar is in those and all the Cokes and everything. It's just, to me, I've gotten a lot more health-conscious seeing of what is going on. But a lot of people don't realize it when they got to eat, what they're really going into, it all goes into it.
So like for you, for those few years in college, do you ever like, because that was you basically.
Yeah, it was definitely
mac
me.
And cheese and pizza.
Oh.
Probably not far from where these people are. So do you ever kind of have moments where you're like, man, that's, I can't believe that's where I was, or does it cross your mind?
Constantly. Definitely constantly. Whenever I see, this is probably a bad thing for me to say, but whenever it's like 9 o'clock at p.m. and if somebody brings in their kids and they ask for a sweet tea, I don't give the kids sweet tea.
Even if they order
it? Even if they ask for it. They usually get on sweet tea.
That's awesome.
And I'm like, I'm sorry, I cannot give your kids sweet tea at 9 o'clock at night. I'm sorry. But like, there's just something in me where I just cannot do that. Like, I care for this kid's health. I cannot do it.
Yeah.
And I haven't gotten caught yet, so...
So do you ever have fear of going back to that unhealthy lifestyle? Like, is there something in you that's like, man, I gotta stay focused, I gotta keep doing this, because I don't want to fall back to that?
Yeah, definitely. Just seeing how much positivity it's brought, mentally, especially with grades. When I was unhealthy, I was not doing, I mean, I was doing okay in school, but I was definitely not living up to that potential. And wanting to go to medical school, I still have 5 years left of school. And so the fear of, if I get unhealthy again, I'm going to lose my mental focus, which is going to decrease my drive to go back. And then once I do get in, it's going to just decrease my performance academically. And so really just the fear of that. And so just kind of a reminder of every day, of you got to keep going. You got to keep pushing.
You know, you're bringing up mental focus a lot. And I think sometimes we don't understand that how cloudy our mind is and our clarity when we're unhealthy. Like, you know, it's like if you've never been healthy, you don't know what being healthy feels like because you've been unhealthy. But once you've been healthy, you know, and I think sometimes even when we're healthy, we can still not be fully embracing a healthy lifestyle because, yeah, we might work out and we might make good choices every now and then, but maybe even our nutrition could be turned up a notch. So like when you're talking about mental focus, like what does that look like on a daily basis? Like how can you tell because you're eating healthy, because you're working out, that you're more mentally focused in your life?
It definitely just kind of starts how I wake up in the morning. If I don't get going, if I don't go work out, if I don't eat something healthy, I am incredibly sluggish and I'm not the most pleasant person to be around. I have a very clouded mind versus where I am starting off the day healthy of, all right, this is what I'm going to do. It's like I'm a mental checklist. I'm a very goal-oriented person. And so if I'm mentally focused and I have all those goals, I can get a lot done. And it's done well. I'm just checking it off. Yeah.
So I don't know if do I you can. Always have a... like every day are you going to work out, or is there any like days that you know that you're going to rest?
Lately it was just go. But I've learned I need a rest. Kind of worn myself out a lot in the past 3 or 4 months, working out 6 days a week for 2-3 hours a day of, all right, let's work out 4 days a week, 5 days a week, take a day off on Thursday, take Sundays off. And then going hard those 3 days and going hard those 2 days. I've really been doing it for about the past 3 or 4 weeks, and it's helped out a lot where, yeah, I'm not, you know, getting a pump in every day and going crazy every day, but really taking advantage of those rest days and just resting physically and mentally, and preparing and getting other stuff done that day, and getting ready for the next day to get ready to go again.
So do you have every week like a game plan for rest days, or do you just kind of listen to your body?
Kind of listen to my body, but I try to have, for sure, Sundays are off always. And then I'll usually try to take Wednesday or Thursday off. But if I do go 6 days in a row, I'll take it lighter that day where I won't go 100%. I'll work on form a little bit more, or if we're going heavy, I'll go a little bit lighter and just kind of just work on what am I doing, the foundation, the movements of everything, because I'm well off from having the correct movements and form on things.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's days of I don't need to go heavy. I just need to work on getting the movement down.
So switching gears, what competitions have you done so far?
So I did the in-house, or I guess it's in-house with Sawed Off. So that was really my first one. And then the 18.1 on Friday Night Live was my, I guess you'd say, say second.
How was the Sawed Off competition?
Oh, I loved it. It was everything I kind of expected to be, but even more. Where just everybody cheering each other on and never seen these people before. And I mean, they're in our community. And I'm like, these people also do CrossFit. It's great. Like, they're healthy, and then cheering each other on, but also going at it. Like, there's great community and competition.
Whose team were you on?
I was with Selena.
Oh, y'all got first place.
Second place.
That's, yeah, right. That's right.
Place. Just by a couple, but yep.
And so what did that experience kind of teach you, or did it give you a taste of something more that is out there? Or do you have a desire to do more competitions?
Oh, absolutely. Definitely gave me a desire. Obviously, haven't competed in 4 years, ever since I was done with baseball. And so, I mean, going 4 years without any really serious competition and then getting into that, I'm like, wow, this is great. Like, this is really fun. Like, there's some good enjoyment, but also great competition and push. Like, you want to win. But at the same time, you also want to push other people to be better in those moments.
Yeah. So, Friday night, open. How was that?
It was over, a little, honestly, overwhelming. I was definitely nervous going in. And I got in there, and those first two rounds, I just went all out. And the third round hit, I'm like, okay, I still got
18 minutes left.
I still got a lot of time left. And I mean, I kept trying to go and hearing everybody scream. I was like, I mean, I'm already going to have to redo this. Like, I went out way too hard. And that's where I kind of lost that mental focus, that mental edge of who I was. And I lost my game plan. I literally threw my entire game plan out of, I'm just going to start going. I'm like, it has not worked for 20 minutes.
Yeah. And so how did you end up? What was your score on Friday night?
So Friday night, I got 292, which is still great.
Yeah.
I was happy with it. Walked off and just, okay, what am I going to redo? And so got with Mac and we redid it on Monday. And really did a whole lot better. Got 322, so almost got a whole round more.
That was huge.
And felt better the whole time. Like, okay, how do I break things up? Everything was consistent the entire time. Just a little under 2 minutes per round.
Did you watch the release on Thursday night?
I watched a little bit of it. Just threw it on my phone while I was at work.
What did you think of the workout when you saw it?
I was kind of hoping. I saw the bars. I was like, okay, I hope he does bar muscle ups or something like that. And I was like, just please don't torch my abs. And of course, he brings out the abs. But I was excited. I heard it on my, okay, these are all things I can do. I was excited to see, like, okay, this is my first open, and I get to do my first workout RX. I'm like, that's great. Like, these past couple months have really kind of paid off of, I can do that. Whereas a year ago, I would not have been able to take a 50-pound dumbbell and throw it up on my right side. I would have struggled with that a lot.
Yeah, your shoulder, man. Yeah. That's, so you didn't have any issues with that?
Definitely right side was a lot weaker in my left side. So I was just kind of having to to play it out of really just pushing through, like, okay, I got to get through these 5 reps and I can get going again. And just get it over to my left side and you can make up some time.
So have you checked the worldwide leaderboard?
I have not. I'm sure there's some crazy. I mean, when I heard Josh was got like 390 something, he's going to redo it. I'm like, oh man, what are people putting up? Like, are we getting like 450s, 460s? Like, what are people doing?
You know, the Open, it does, I don't know if you listened to Chris and my podcast of last week about the Open, and we kind of talked about programming, but I was like, he asked what were some of the reasons why you should sign up. And I mentioned the Open always humbles you. And it's so true, man. Like, you can do, you know, think or, you know, believe that, man, I'm in really good shape. And then you enter your score and there's literally like 50,000 people that got a better score than you. And I mean, it's, and then, you know, the cool part is that different workouts favor different athletes.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's 5 different weeks, you know, and it's just, I mean, we're not doing it to go to the CrossFit Games. I mean, maybe one day you will, but it's really fun to just even see how you improve year to year. Or like you said, man, my shoulder, you know, or maybe even ring muscle ups. Let's just say you're able to do better on those from year to year, even though you had shoulder surgery. Mm-hmm. So, no, man, that's awesome. What do you hope to get out of this 5-week experience?
Just a lot of learning of, okay, so obviously this is something CrossFit I want to do for a while, possibly the rest of my life, who knows? But really in these 5 weeks, really just evaluating myself of how far have I come in 8 or 9 months, and kind of making that like a benchmark of, okay, I did this, this, and this, and this. How can I improve? How can I make myself better tomorrow? How can I make myself better today for the next Open or for the next competition or just for the next class wad of just really establishing a benchmark for myself, because really haven't. Just kind of every day I come in and like, all right, I hope I get this time, and then we'll find out in 15 minutes of what happens.
So this is a good segue, kind of the final question that I ask on the podcast, which is, you know, the title of the podcast is Building Better People. And so, you know, we interview people from the gym and share their fitness journeys with people listening. You know, a lot of the people listening are from the gym. And always in there, you start understanding how this idea of exercise and being healthy, which obviously you believe in if you're not giving kids sweet tea at 9 p.m., yeah, but make you a better version of yourself. And so, you know, from listening to everything you've shared, it's obvious that's true for you, that exercise, being healthy makes you a better version of you. But when you hear the words building better people, what does that mean to you here at the gym?
It definitely means a lot. It came last fall. I had a moment of, I went all out, did great. And I looked around and I'm like, I didn't cheer a single person on during that workout. Like, and I looked at the wall and I saw that. I'm like, am I really like, I'm making myself better? Yes. But just by making myself better, am I really helping other people become better versions of themselves? And that was definitely a moment of, okay, I'm starting to just have to do little things. Just encouraging, because I'm not a coach by any means. I don't know what I'm doing half the time. But I can sure heck cheer somebody on. And so it's just kind of like stuff like that of, what can I do? What can I say? Can I improve your mood? How can I ask your days going? And just things like that of, how can I help you become a better person? Just mentally, spiritually, physically, of just encouraging constantly. Because we're all here for a reason. We're all here to make ourselves better. And we can do that just by one, helping each other. And just through community help, it goes by so much easier. And just have a solo journey.
Thank you for tuning in today. Don't forget to subscribe to the Building Better People podcast, where you will hear more stories of individuals being positively impacted by living a healthy lifestyle.